Good afternoon. Thank you very much for coming to this short press point. We'll start with opening remarks by the Secretary General and the Prime Minister, and then we'll have time for a few questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister Krivopakic, welcome to NATO headquarters. It's great to see you here. And congratulations on your recent appointment as Prime Minister of Montenegro. I want to thank you for your strong commitment to Euro-Atlantic integration and reforms. Montenegro is a valued ally, making important contributions to our shared security. You provide financial support to the Afghan security forces. You also contribute to NATO's peacekeeping mission in Kosovo, building stability in the Western Balkans. And I welcome that Montenegro is increasing defence spending. All these contributions keep NATO strong. So, Prime Minister, the COVID-19 pandemic continues to challenge us all. But Montenegro does not stand alone. NATO's Disaster Relief Centre has coordinated assistance to Montenegro, and allies have delivered essential medical supplies. Just last month, Montenegro received assistance from NATO's new medical stockpile. This included 20 ventilators and additional supplies worth €500,000 are on their way to Montenegro. This is NATO solidarity in action. At the same time, the security challenges we faced before the pandemic have not gone away. So NATO's air policing mission continues to ensure the safety of your skies, with jets from Italy and from Greece. Today, we addressed security in the Western Balkans, including how NATO's open door policy contributes to security in the region. I commend Montenegro for promoting stability in the region. NATO remains committed to the Western Balkans, and it is key for the stability of Europe. We also discussed NATO 2030 and our efforts to make this alliance even stronger. We must ensure that we remain strong militarily, become stronger politically, and take a more global approach to the challenges we face. So, Prime Minister, thank you once again. I look forward to working with you and to welcome you at the NATO summit here in Brussels next year. Welcome.
Thank you. Gospodine Stoltenberg, draga gospodo, prisutno ovdje u sali, mediji, ja želim da vas pozdravim u ime Crne Gore, jer ovo je moj prvi put da dođem u ovaj predivni ambijent NATO alijanse u Briselu i da posvjedočim ono što mi kao nova vlada želimo da uradimo. Prije nego što to kažem, ja bih se zahvalio NATO savezu koji nam je i ovoga puta iskazao solidarnost povodom opšte krize koja je izazvala pandemija COVID-19. Solidarnost je mjera odnosa čovjeka prema čovjeku, ali i saveza jednog i drugog, partnerstva, jer ako nema solidarnosti u kriznim situacijama, onda čovjek izgubi taj osnovni imenitelj, a to je da kaže da je čovjek. Zato cijenimo napore koji su učinjeni od strane NATO saveza. Šta Crna Gora je uradila ovom novom promjenom koja je po prvi put smjena režima koji je vladao 30 godina? Ništa drugo nego obećala da će njen spoljno-politički put biti isti kao do sada i naravno imat ćemo veću posvećenost i euroatlantskim integracijama i onom esencijalnom putu, a to je put ka Evropskoj uniji, jer želimo da budemo 28. država članica Evropske unije. Mi vidimo da je, iako izgleda na prvi pogled, da su to dva kolosijeka, da je to jedan isti put, jer je to put koji ima iste vrijednosti. A ako put ima iste vrijednosti, onda mi na tom putu želimo da kažemo da ćemo ispoštovati sve preuzete obaveze, pogotovo u onom dijelu koji smo do sada radili. To se prevashodno misli na financijski dio, ali i na dio misija koje Crna Gora do sada uspješno sprovodi kao zemlja članica NATO-a. Mi ćemo biti predvidivi i radit ćemo sve pouzdano, a ova esencijalna poruka koju je gospodin Stoltenberg iskazao, mir i stabilnost preduslovi su za boljitak života. I zato se ja nadam da će Zapadni Balkan u cijelosti biti prepoznat kao mjesto mira i stabilnosti i napokon da se vrati pomirenje koje je preduslov suživota na tim prostorima. Ja vam se još jednom zahvaljujem i bilo bi mi drago da posjetite Crnu Goru. Hvala vam.
Thank you very much. We can now take a few questions remotely, and the first one goes to Ivan Mijanović from Radio and Television of Montenegro. Ivan, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Yes. Please go ahead.
I have two questions, actually. First one is for the Secretary General and for Prime Minister Krivokapić. New Montenegrin government announced the improvement of relations with Russia. Do you consider that the reinforcement of cooperation with Moscow can go hand in hand with the policies of the alliance? And I have also one question from Prime Minister Krivokapić. I would like to take this opportunity to ask it in Montenegrin. Dakle, kakvi su vaši utisci nakon prve posjete NATO-u i susreta sa generalnim sekretarom? I da li će Crna Gora nastaviti da ispunjava obaveze NATO članstva koje se prvenstveno odnose na slanje vojnika u međunarodne misije i da li će odrediti prostor za vojne vježbe kako bi se ojačala borbena sposobnost naših oružanih snaga? Hvala vam. Thank you.
NATO has a dual-track approach to Russia. We believe in dialogue, but also deterrence and defense. And we believe in the combination of being firm, provide a credible deterrence and defense for all allies, but at the same time being able to engage in dialogue with Russia to try to strive for a better relationship with Russia. Russia is, of course, not an ally. And we have seen Russia being responsible for efforts to try to meddle in domestic politics, in democratic processes in several NATO-allied countries. We have seen them being responsible for cyber attacks against our parliaments, against our democratic institutions. And we have seen Russia being willing to use military force against neighbors, for instance, in Crimea, illegally annex Crimea. So we need to pursue this dual-track approach, credible deterrence, defense, but at the same time dialogue, and through that try to improve the relationship with Russia. But Russia has to respect international law. They have to respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of all countries in Europe.
Pa dozvolite da ja u ovom kontinuitetu i nastavim svoj odgovor na prvo pitanje. Očigledno je da smo mi prilikom ekspozea koji sam ja podnio u Skupštini Crne Gore jasno stavili do znanja da ćemo da jačamo sve dobre odnose sa svima, uključujući i Rusiju. Taj dio se isključivo i samo odnosio na onaj potrebni dio ekonomije i saradnje koji je vezan prevashodno za turizam, gdje je najveći dio priliva turista u Crnoj Gori upravo iz Rusije. A ovaj dio koji dođe u sukobu sa bilo kakvom politikom alijanse, naravno da ćemo poštovati politiku alijanse. To je vrlo jasan odgovor i put kojim će ići Crna Gora. U ovom drugom pitanju ja sam djelimično iskazao svoj stav vezan za misiju, tako da mislim nema potrebe da se ponavljam u tom dijelu. A ovo pitanje koje se odnosi za vojne poligone vjerovatno se veže za jednu situaciju koja se desila na Sinjajevini. Mi ćemo s pažnjom analizirati sve mogućnosti i naći dobar poligon koji će zadovoljiti NATO standarde. Zašto Sinjajevina ovoga puta je pobjeda građana? Ona je pobjeda građana zato što se sačuvao jedan ekološki prostor. I ja moram zbog gospodina Stoltenberga da iskažem i još jedan vrlo značajni element, a to je da naš izvor Mareza, koji najviše se koristi kao vode za piće u Podgorici. Još dan danas ne zna se koja je hipoteza tačna. Da li dolazi od Sinjavine, Moračke kape ili Ponjikvica. I zbog tog dijela trebamo da budemo obazrivi u svemu što radimo, da nađemo najbolju mjeru kako bi ta mjera zadovoljila i potrebe NATO zahtjeva i naših planova, ali u svakom slučaju sačuvala esencijalnu vrijednost, a to je prije svega životna sredina. Hvala.
The next question goes to Jovana Đurišić from Pobjeda.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you.
I'm sorry, just to unplug.
That's fine. So, please go ahead.
Okay, I have a question for Prime Minister and for Secretary General. First question goes to Secretary General. Do you expect that new Montenegrin government will have a full commitment to NATO membership? And do you receive such a confirmation from Prime Minister, having in mind that his close co-workers and also a member of his cabinet were a big opponent of NATO membership, which was demonstrated by burning NATO flag? And one more question for Prime Minister. I will go on in Montenegrin. Pitanje za premijera. Da li će se mijenjati odluka o izdvajanju za odbranu, znači planiranih 2% koje je prethodna vlada utvrdila, ili će ta odluka biti predmet neke revizije imajući u vidu korona krizu i novo zaduživanje zemlje? Hvala.
I'm confident that Montenegro will remain loyal and committed NATO ally. That has been the clear message from the Prime Minister, and also commitment to further increase the efforts to modernize the armed forces of Montenegro, and also welcoming the fact that, for instance, NATO provides air policing for Montenegro. And I think also we have to understand that the membership of Montenegro in NATO is good for Montenegro, it's good for NATO, it's good for the whole region. And what we have seen is that NATO is the most successful alliance in history because we have been able to preserve peace. Our aim is not to provoke a conflict, but our aim is to preserve peace. And peace and stability is a precondition for economic prosperity. We have seen that throughout Europe. We have seen that every time NATO invites a new member into our alliance, that it's good for the security, but it's also good for economic prosperity. So it is in the interest of Montenegro, it is in the interest of all NATO allies that we stand together. When we stand together, we are safer, we are more secure, and we preserve peace. And it was a clear message from the Prime Minister that Montenegro will continue to be a committed NATO ally.
Pa ja da ne bih bio nedosledan, želim da iskažem vrlo jasan stav. Ja sam bio profesor i nijesam se bavio slikama. Žalim ako se bilo gdje u Crnoj Gori desilo paljanje bilo koje zastave, posebno NATO alijanse. A pošto je to pitanje novinara vrlo jasno definisano i ne odnosi se na moj kabinet, nego samo na jednu ličnost u tom kabinetu, ja želim da kažem da je taj gospodin dao izjavu u kojoj vrlo jasno specificira i ukazuje da se pridržava sporazuma koja je koalicija potpisala neposredno poslije izbora. I dozvolite mi, a to je, čini mi se, i uvaženi generalni sekretar iskazao, mi se svi mijenjamo. Dozvolite i da se taj čovjek promijeni i da svi zajednički budemo partneri koji ćemo se poštovati, cijeniti i zajedno sarađivati. Hvala vam.
Next question goes to Maria Psara from Open TV Greece.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Maria, go ahead.
Thank you for the question, Mr. Secretary General. In the past, you have expressed concerns over the procurement and the testing of the S-400 by Turkey. And yesterday, the USA has imposed sanctions against Turkey. I would like your comment on that, and please a comment on the European Council's results on Turkey again. Thank you very much.
I regret that we are in a situation where NATO allies have to impose sanctions on each other. And I have also expressed my concerns about the consequences of the Turkish decision to acquire the Russian S-400 air and missile defense system. This is a national decision, but the S-400 system is not compatible with NATO systems. It cannot be integrated into the integrated air and missile defense of NATO. And I have therefore expressed my concerns about this also previously. At the same time, I urge all NATO allies, Turkey and other allies, to look into whether there are ways to find a positive solution. We know that there has been talks before on the possibility of the delivery of NATO systems, like, for instance, the Patriot system or SAMP-T, which are NATO systems that can strengthen, augment Turkish air defense, but also do that in a way which is compatible and possible to integrate in NATO's air and missile defense. So I think it is important that we now all look into how can we find a positive solution to this difficult situation for Turkey and for the alliance.
And the final question goes to Marina Maksimovic from Tanyug News Agency.
Thank you very much. I have also two questions. First one goes to Prime Minister Krivokapić. Gospodine Krivokapiću, govorili ste o tom paralelnom putu ka Evropskoj uniji i NATO. Da li mislite u ovom trenutku kada se sve zemlje nekako nalaze u zastoju u procesu proširenja, da li vas članstvo u NATO na neki način preporučuje za brži napredak ka članstvu u Evropskoj uniji? A sa druge strane, the second question for both gentlemen, since we can hear lots of people and politicians from Western countries who are saying that the NATO membership of Western Balkans countries are a guarantee for the peace in the region. Do you think maybe that Serbian neutrality in this situation can be any kind of danger for the peace and stability in the region? Thank you.
So first of all, we respect the decision by the sovereign countries. So if a country wants to join NATO, of course we sit down and discuss and assess whether they meet the NATO standards. That's exactly what we did with Montenegro when they decided through democratic processes in Montenegro to apply for membership, and they met the NATO standards, and we invited Montenegro in. That's also the case with North Macedonia, our newest member. Democratic processes in North Macedonia, they decided to apply, and we assessed that they met the NATO standards, and they were invited in, and now there are Montenegro is our newest member. At the same time, we of course respect decisions by Serbia to not apply for membership. And we respect the neutrality of Serbia. That's their decision. And there is no way NATO will try to change that decision. It's a sovereign Serbian decision which we fully respect. We welcome that Serbia is a close partner of NATO, that we work together with Serbia on different issues. For instance, we had a big disaster relief exercise there not so many years ago. We work with them also in other areas. So we will continue to work with Serbia as a close partner, fully respecting their sovereignty and the fact that they don't want to be a member of any military alliance. We have other close partners like Finland and Sweden. They are not members of NATO, but they are very close partners of NATO, and I welcome the fact that we are also able to further strengthen our partnership with Serbia, fully respecting their national sovereign decision to be a neutral country.
Ja ću da odgovorim, pošto je generalni sekretar dao odgovor koji je apsolutno saglasan sa mojim mišljenjem. Ja ću samo da se osvrnem na ovo vaše pitanje koje se nosilo na ta dva paralelna puta. Iako na prvi pogled izgledaju da su to dva paralelna puta, on je ono što je sigurno i pokazano iz dosadašnje prakse da ćete prije završiti posao evropskih integracija, ako ste i NATO članica. I to se dokazuje na primjerima dosadašnje prakse država članica Evropske unije. Zato smatram da će ovaj put za koji se opredijelila Crna Gora biti brži, kvalitetniji i naravno potpuniji i zato preporučujem svima da slijede upravo takav put. Hvala vam.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.